Hi there, welcome to another podcast from Andy Poulton, your Chief SEO Officer. Have a listen, I hope you find it useful. Hi, welcome to this, my latest podcast from Andy Poulton, your Chief SEO Officer. I've been writing, I've been moaning almost yearly about the stupidity of some people, feelings that are based on nothing more than their choice of passwords. Every year, I hope things will get better, and every year they never seem to. More and more people are falling victim to cybercrime. What happens is that major data centers are hacked, data is stolen, the hackers release details of the accounts they have acquired because they want to sell them, and then a security company, such as NordPass, comes along, grabs all the data, and simply finds which are the most popular, least popular, and the weakest passwords. Then they publish a top 20 of the most common passwords. And the fact that things rarely change shows that a lot of people aren't listening and aren't learning. There appears to be an assumption that simply picking a password that includes a pen name, a birthday, or something similar will be okay. But guess what? If you're being targeted by a hacker, they'll already have that information. And they'll use it to break into your banks, your savings accounts, they'll go shopping online using your Amazon account, or a different shopping account, I mean other shops do exist, and have their ill-gotten gains delivered elsewhere. Alternatively, they'll use a pavement pirate to steal the delivery from your very doorstep. According to the research, the passwords used for streaming platforms are often the weakest. But if I can get into your Amazon Prime Video, I can also get into your Amazon shopping account. And don't fall into the trap of using the same password for multiple accounts, or simply incrementing a password for different accounts, so no more password 1, password 2, please. So here are the most common, the top 10 passwords in the UK. At number 10, Chelsea. For all you football lovers out there, Chelsea. Password number 9. ABC123. Oh, creative. Password number 8. 12345. No catching a fish though. Password number 7. 12345678. Now we're beginning to prove we can count. The problem is, hackers can count too. Number 6. Another one for football lovers. Arsenal. Number 5. Getting really brave now. 12345679. Number 4 is Liverpool. Third most popular password, QWERTY. QWERTY. How imaginative. And standing strong at number 2, the second most popular password is... password. And at number 1... 12345. Believe it or not, 12345 was also the most popular password in 2021, 2020, 2019 and 2018. And if you want to read the internationally most used password lists, then just head across to the NordPass website. So if you don't want to fall into the trap of the Chelseas, the Liverpools, the Arsenals or the 12345s, here's how to create a really strong password. One is to make it longer than 12 characters. And include numbers and symbols, exclamation marks, question marks, etc. You could even try substituting letters for numbers. Instead of 1, O-N-E, you could have 0, N-E. Now the problem with that is the hackers are wise to that level of substitution. And the software tools they use to crack will be guessing those too. Try dropping the vowels, because that makes it harder. Anyway, rule number 3, use a password manager. They're everywhere these days. Loads are free, including the ones built into your browser, whether that's Chrome or Firefox or whatever. And rule number 4 is if you use a password manager, let it create the really complex passwords for you. And use a password manager that synchronizes across your computer, your phone, your tablet, and what other devices you have. If you decide not to use a password manager, think of 3 words. And as I said, either substitute some numbers for letters or drop the vowels out. Don't write your password down anywhere. I used to work for a business that when new laptops were provided, either as replacements or to new staff, the password was written on a post-it note that was stuck to the top of the laptop. And any passing visitor could have seen that. Password books? They're okay. But what happens if they get nicked? What happens if you leave your password book on the train, or in the cab, or in the cafe? Risks. And rule number 7, it's not really about passwords. Don't send usernames and passwords together in an email, because if somebody's got access to your emails, whether they're shoulder surfing or through hacking or other forms of cyber theft, then they've got both. Agree a protocol. Don't talk about it in the email. And the protocol might be you send the username by email and you send the password by SMS or text or WhatsApp or some other form of messaging system that's away from your email platform. So please don't allow yourself to become another statistic in Action Fraud's cybercrime files. Be smart and get strong passwords. And have a unique password for every single platform. I know it's a pain, but once you've got a password manager and a system going, it's less of a pain. I've got 1,175 unique, very strong, so that's over 16 characters, passwords, securely stored in my password manager. This podcast hasn't been sponsored by NordPass, but they have a useful tool on their website, and that tool enables you to anonymously copy and paste passwords in, and the NordPass tool will do two things. It will let you know whether your passwords have been found in any hacker databases, so you can work out what accounts they're for and change them. But their tool will also tell you how long it will take a hacker to crack your password. And please, if this applies to you, stop using password as your password or 123456 and stay cyber secure. And if you need any help, please just ask. You can give me a call by phone, 01793 23 8020. You can message me or an SMS me on 07966 547 146. Email Andy at enterprise-oms.co.uk or just hunt me down on social media. Anyway, thanks for listening and hope you stay safe. You've just been listening to a podcast by Andy Poulton, your Chief SEO Officer. You can reach me on 01793 23 80 20 or hunt me down on social media, Twitter and LinkedIn. Just search Andy Poulton. Thanks for listening.